Harry Shultens is with us this morning. He's the past president of the Ripon and Noon Kiwanis Club. They are celebrating their 100th anniversary this year, and they are doing that by staging or sponsoring an event every month. We're 3 months in, and your fourth one is coming up, and this is a community art show, I understand.
That is correct, yes.
Now, where is it going to be?
It will be held on Saturday, the 13th of April, at the Ripon High School Commons, 5:30 to 7. So we'll have an hour and a half where people can wander around and look and actually help judge, pick a favorite if they would want to. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Can you buy?
If they want to sell, they can, okay. But we aren't involved in that part of it.
Okay. So it's free admission?
Free admission, yes.
Okay. You have eats and drinks there, or?
No, actually not. We discussed that, and we decided we didn't want to take the chance of somebody ruining somebody's art.
Yeah, I can understand that. But you are looking for entries, I understand.
We are. We have a form online, and we have posters up around that have a QR code on them. People just have to scan it on their phone. It'll take it right to the entry form, and entry form talks about the categories and what's going on. And they can always go to our Kiwanis website also to get more information.
So do you have to be an honest-to-goodness artist or maybe an artist in your mind? Or how does it go?
Both, we hope.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, art is in the eye of the beholder, as they say.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Well, we have categories from kindergarten up through adult, so we're looking for all kinds of entries.
Okay, so is there an entry fee then?
Or no entry fee.
No entry fee?
No.
Are there prizes?
Yes. We have talked about that. We're still nailing those down exactly, but there will be some awards.
Okay.
We have three judges lined up to come in and judge each level, each category, so...
Are these like professional judges?
Yes, actually.
Really? Well, I mean, somebody with expertise.
Yeah. Okay. They're artists. We have Raphael Salas from the college. Okay. Amanda Heppner from the high school. And Dave Eiserman, who's a local watercolorist.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I would say they qualify. So.
Much better than I would.
So I imagine this could be, when you're talking about art, are you talking about pictures, photographs? Sculptures?
All the above. We have the different categories. We have drawing, painting, photography, sculpture, pottery, and fiber.
Oh, you got pottery in there, too.
Yeah.
And fiber.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, artists are artists. They make what they like and what they're good at and what they see in their mind, so we didn't want to limit it. And it's a show. We want to be able to show them off and show their talents and abilities.
Okay, so 5:30 to 7:30, that's Saturday.
5:30 to 7.
Oh, 5:30 to 7. Okay. And that's at the High School Commons?
Correct.
All right. So are you going to announce the winners during the event, or how does it work out?
We're hoping to right at the end of it.
Okay.
So close to 7, yeah.
You got somebody that's going to do that for you? Have you volunteered yet?
Well, since I'm in charge, it'll probably be me.
Okay. All right. So how long do they have to submit their entries?
I believe we set the deadline. Ooh, I'm trying to remember now. I think it's by the 5th of April.
Okay.
But I'm sure we'll accept them after that also.
All right. The 5th of April would be...
That's coming up this next week.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So get those entries in while you can. Now, as far as the rest of the months of the year, you have a different event every month.
Every month, yep.
Are you planning some kind of big blowout at some time for the 100th anniversary? Or?
Technically, our anniversary is already passed.
Okay.
It was March 6th, I believe. So,
right,
but
yeah.
We're actually waiting until November to hold our big banquet.
Okay. Yeah, I thought there might be some kind of event like that to cap things off.
So. Yeah, yep. We've taken some of the things we've done for the past years and rolled those in. Like, we're still doing the pancake breakfast in September. Mm-hmm. We're still doing the children's fair in June. But then we've added other things each month to help fill out the year.
Well, it seems to me that each of the events that you're holding is benefiting someone in the community, though, right?
That's the
whole
purpose.
Would be our artists, right?
Correct, correct. We want to be able to showcase them, and somebody who maybe hasn't had the opportunity to get their work out there and seen in public but would like to. Yeah, that's our whole goal, is to help people in the community out.
All right. Anything else that you want people to know about the Noon Kiwanis? When do you meet? Where do you meet? How do you become one?
You can see anybody that is in Noon Kiwanis. You can contact us through our website. We do meet at noon on Tuesdays, the first three Tuesdays of the month. And then usually the fourth Tuesday we leave open as a social time. Like we just had one last night at Canoes.
Okay. And last month, I think you had the Mystery Spaghetti Dinner?
We did, yeah. Very successful. People enjoyed it a lot. the kids from the Key Club helped out a lot. And actually, I'm going to back up a little bit, but the art show is also, we're doing it in conjunction with the Circle K from Ripon College also.
Okay.
We support several groups underneath us that have the same philosophies that we do in Kiwanis. So we have the Circle K at the college level. We have the Key Club at the high school. We used to do Builders Club at the middle school. And then we have the Action Club also.
Okay. All right. And you've got some other things out there. Are you involved in the playground project?
We are.
It's all inclusive.
Yep. According to the people in Fond du Lac County, that should, once the weather clears up here, they said they should be able to start the actual installation. So that's what we're hoping for.
Wow. I didn't realize that you had reached that point.
So. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
So that'll be probably running later this year then.
That's what we're hoping, like maybe by the end of the summer. I have no idea how long it takes to install something of that size. But if you haven't been out to Riggs, go out by the splash pad and you can see where they've built up and leveled out the area for it. They had to do that last fall so it could settle in before they could put anything on it. But it's prepped and ready.
Wow. Well, it sounds like one heck of a celebration going on. I mean, how often do you get to celebrate an anniversary all year long, right?
That's exactly right, and especially the 100th one. Not many people can say that.
Right, right. I mean, there aren't many organizations, clubs, or businesses that are around for 100 years.
So. Exactly.
Well, Ripon Noon Kiwanis is defying the odds.
We're working on it, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. But, Gary, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time. And, again, the deadline for submitting those pieces of art.
It's coming up shortly.
Whatever form they are in.
Correct.
Will be on the 5th of
Look April. Online. So if you know an artist that would like to get their stuff out there, have them check out the form. Or if you are an artist, please enter something in.
Very good. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
That is Gary Schultens, who is with the Ripon Noon Kiwanis, a past president, talking about the community art show coming up on April 13th at the Ripon High School Commons. We appreciate him joining us this morning.